Hello and welcome to Atharva's Web Radio. Welcome to Health Tips, the show that brings you real, uncensored health tips from real people who practice what they preach. Today is Sunil Singh. Sunil has been a yoga practitioner for more than 25 years and has developed his own unique form of yoga, which he believes is effective. Based out of Delhi, India, Sunil runs the Urban Yoga Studio. Sunil, tell us your fitness secrets.
Hi, my name is Yoga Guru Sunil Singh, and I have been learning yoga from the last 25 years. First of all, you know, I was practicing yoga with my grandfather. So generally, what was the problem? My grandfather was teaching me everything about yoga, but he could not able to teach me because since his number was number 5. So he was having a different problem, which I have never thought in my life that due to his number 5, he is having these kind of problem, because he was a very short-tempered person. He himself was unable to understand why he's having these kind of problems. So what I've done, after learning this thing about numerology, I thought, let me inculcate this particular new aspect of yoga into my field of yoga. So what I've decided, since I was born a number as 9, I calculated people, those who are born as a number 9, what are their flaws, what are their minus points, what are their positive points. So ultimately I came to conclusion that being a number 9, anybody who's born on 9, 18 or 27th of any month, they've been called as a number 9. Generally what happens, they are very aggressive in their nature. They tend to be, you know, they tend to be short-tempered. And the problem which they face in their life are, like, they're supposed to have a problem related to, you know, skin diseases, in spite of practicing yoga, in spite of doing everything. So I have introduced new concept. So what I have done, like, for example, if somebody is number 9, what they are supposed to do is, they are supposed to do certain asanas, kriyas and pranayama, apart from certain, you know, restriction about their foods and all. If they follow these particular things in a manner, in a way, like, what will happen, the ultimate outcome will be comparatively better. In a sense, I'm a number 9. I'm supposed to have a food like garlic, I'm supposed to have a ginger, onion. So what will happen? Because I'm going to have a problem related to, you know, fever, related to skin disease. If I eat garlic, it is anti-allergic, antifungal. And if I drink, you know, lemon water, if I drink, you know, honey, it is going to help me out. So what I've done, I've just started eating these kind of food along with 10 yogic practice. So those who are born as a number 9, I used to tell them, you do this, you don't do this, and you practice this kind of yoga. My reason about yoga, how do I practice myself? What I'm going to share with you everyone today, it's very good thing. Basically, I'll tell you how to go about your health, like what you're supposed to eat. What is the, you know, what kind of yogic practice you are supposed to do? I'll tell you everything in detail. My reason is that every day in the summer, I generally get up around 5:30. And after, you know, 5:30 getting up, what I do, I drink 3 to 4 glasses of water, which is kept in copper vessel. I drink early in the morning without brushing my teeth. And what I do, after drinking this water, I freshen up and then I practice my yoga. What kind of yoga I practice, which I'm going to share you. Generally what I do, 6 to 8 times sun salutation I do, because sun salutation is one of the best form of cardio exercise. 6 to 8 times, not more than that. After doing sun salutation, I do 5 minutes shavasana. After doing shavasana, I practice certain forward bending asanas. In a sense, I'm practicing asanas like yoga mudra. I'm practicing asanas like Paschimottanasana. After practicing certain asanas forward bending, I do counter poses like backward bending asanas. Like Bhujangasana, I do it. Chakrasana, I practice. After finishing my backward bending asanas, I'll do little bit of pranayama, and then later on I do little bit meditation also. What kind of pranayama I do or I recommend? Anybody who's keen to practice yoga, they got to go systematically. Initially, they got to perform a kriyas, which are subtle kriyas. Then slowly, slowly, they got to perform asanas, which are a little bit difficult. Whenever you're performing any asanas which is forward bending, you've got to perform backward bending counter asanas. It is necessary, mandatory. Because what will happen, if you keep on practicing forward bending asanas, you might have problem related to your back or related to your neck. So, this is the way. When you finish your asana, you practice a little bit shavasana, and after that you can practice pranayama. How to practice pranayama? I'm going to share a very simple pranayama which is going to help everyone right from 8 years till 80 years. That is called Nadi Shodhan Pranayama. How to practice pranayama. Whenever you're practicing any pranayama, it is not necessary that everybody has to sit like in a sense that they should sit in a Padmasana. Any asana in which you can sit for a longer period is going to help you out. You can sit in Sukhasana, you can sit in Padmasana, you can sit in Vajrasana also. If you are unable to sit on the ground, you can sit on chair also. But you got to see that your spine remains straight. You should be calm, your eyes closed. Then you keep on concentrating on your breathing. How to do it, Nadi Shodhan Pranayama. Nadi Shodhan Pranayama, you got to inhale from your left nostril, got to exhale from right, then again inhale from right, exhale from left. It's a very simple pranayama. What you got to do, minimum 10 to 15 times breathing time. This particular series you got to practice, like you're breathing from left, you're exhaling from right, you're breathing in from right and you're exhaling from left. So you got to practice 20 times to 25 times. It will consume not more than 10 minutes. After practicing this pranayama, one has to do a om chanting. Om chanting is required in a sense. You got to sit in the same pranayama mudra. You got to close your eyes and you keep on chanting om mantra dhyan again and again. You got to do it for 5 minutes. You can do it for 10 minutes, subject to time available. Now, this is the part of exercise which I am doing it, or yogic, the yoga which I am doing it. I am telling you what to eat in between, how to maintain your physique, how to maintain yourself physical and mentally strong, what one should eat. Whenever anybody is trying to practice yoga the way I have told you, what they should do, they should eat at least, before practicing, empty stomach, they should take 1 spoon of, amla powder, 1 spoon honey along with this, then you keep on practicing your yoga. If you are having time for 1 hour, you can practice for 1 hour. If you are having less time, you can practice for less time also. But minimum you got to practice at least 30 minutes, because there is a series and process you got to practice. Now after, before practicing what I told you what to eat, and after when you finish your this thing, your yoga regime, what you are supposed to eat, one has to take at least 8 to 10 almonds, 1 glass of milk, 1 or 2, seasoned fruits, and 1 or 2 chapatis along with sabzi. This is the breakfast on your plate. And after, suppose you finish your schedule around 9 o'clock, and if you're taking a breakfast around 10 o'clock, after 2 hours, you got to take 1 or 2 more fruits. Then 1 o'clock you can take your lunch. It's 2 normal chapati, curd, the vegetable, and little bit rice. You can have it in the afternoon. Then 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock in between, you can have a tea coffee along with 2 biscuits. Try to have your dinner early. It is advisable if you take your dinner around 7:30. It is one of the best way. What happens, at sunset, your metabolic rate goes down. So anything if you are having in the morning is going to you can digest that. But as the sun is about to set, your metabolic rate goes slow down. So you got to think. You got to keep this thing in mind also. By practicing this yoga, which I've taught you right now, which I'm telling you, you got to practice initially when you're a beginner. You got to practice at least 4 times in a week. You got to practice same way 4 times in a week. But every day in the night before sleeping, you got to do at least 5 to 10 minutes of Om chanting, which I've told you. You can do it, this meditation, anytime. You can do this meditation before meal or after meal, you can do it. By practicing this Kriya, what we inculcate, in a sense that we have like sun salutation is a dynamic kind of a yogic Kriya, which is going to help you out. It will increase your metabolic rate. It is good for respiration. It's good for, you know, cardio. It's one of the best form of cardio exercise without hurting yourself. It is one of the best form of exercise to burn your fat. Good for your, good for, in totality, is good for your, bones, good for your spine. Because in this particular Kriya, what you do, you're bending forward, bending backward, forward bending in a systematic and a dynamic way. So this is going to be one of the best cardio exercises if you practice without, you're not going to hurt if you practice slowly. So, and by this yogic practice which I've told you, if you, take control of your diet, what you're eating, little bit disciplined life. Like we suggest, as a yoga guru, I suggest that once in a week you got to go for a half, fasting in a sense. After your lunch, don't take anything. Like in a sense, if you're having your lunch around 2 o'clock, then don't eat anything till dinner. And in between, you try to have more water. And if you have lukewarm water, it is going to detoxify your body. So it is advisable. You can choose any day. Like I do every Tuesday because I'm number 9 and my good day is Tuesday. So I'm doing it every Tuesday. It is one of the best way of detoxification of your body. Secondly, you give rest to your internal organs. The package which I'm practicing, the yoga which I have told you, in this particular package, I'm covering each and everything. In a sense, I'm doing exercise, strength exercise, I'm doing it. Because by dynamic practice of sun salutation, your body gets thin. Forward bending exercise, I'm doing it. So I'm having a flexibility also. Backward bending asanas, I'm doing it. It is giving the strength to my spine also. My spine is becoming supple. So this is also a good thing. And along with this, I'm having natural food, in a sense that I'm having fruits, I'm having, I'm not having anything which is having more this thing, like in a sense oil, and my life is not very sedentary style like. And now I'm telling you the, Rambar to, Aushadi, I'll call it. Everybody should take at least 1 or 2 garlic cloves. Everybody should take it. 1 or 2 garlic cloves. If you are taking empty stomach, it's going to help you out more. And 1 spoon of amla. Because when you eat garlic, it reduces your cholesterol. Good for skin disorders. It is very good for respiration. It is good. It improves your digestion. It improves your memory impact. Strengthen your bones and joints. And good for high blood pressure also. And amla, which I have told you, amla is good for your hair, skin, those who are having a digestive problem, it is good for them also. It is good for a person who is having, problem related to eyesight also. So these are two wonder herbs, I will say that. Everybody should take.
And on that note, we take a short commercial break.
This is Kofi Gulan.
This is N.K. Azoya.
Hi, I'm Kailash Chandra.
This is Tara McAlpin.
This is Mehak Castellino.
This is Saiba Joe.
And you're listening to Atharva.
Tarva.
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 Web Radio. Chumi.
Brought to you by Atharva Life Sciences Consulting, India's leading life sciences consulting firm. And we're back in conversation with Sunil Singh, yoga guru who runs the Urban Yoga Studio in Delhi.
How have you managed to, over the years, I know that you've been working at it at yoga for over 20, 25 years. How have you got up every day and not been seduced by the ice creams or lazing in bed or things like that? How have you managed to steal your mind? And what advice do you give to people to discipline their mind?
Very simple advice I'll give everyone, because anybody who wanted to become fit and wants to keep their body fit and mentally and physically they want to be fit, my simple advice is that they should, they should discipline their life. They should discipline their life in a sense that they should set the goal, in a sense that suppose what I do like to keep myself motivated every day, I have put my picture when I was 20 years young, I've taken my waist size, at that time I was having 32 waist, so till now I'm having that 32 waist, one thing. Secondly, I've made somebody idle, in a sense that who is the fittest man or who is the fittest woman in the world. Like, you put his and her picture in your bedroom, every day keep on, giving auto session to your mind that I'm going to remain like him or remain like her, one thing. Secondly, I'm going to, when I'm healthy or when I'm fit, that gives me confidence, that gives me sense of belonging, that gives me, one can, one has to treat his body or her body as a temple. Because if I practice, I do any kind of physical or mental exercise, it is going to help me out, not anyone else. And in the other way, I can say that if somebody like my father is earning money, that is going to help me out. But if my father is doing exercise, it is not going to help me out, it is going to help him out. So one has to keep this thing also in mind that while practicing. And every day there are many reasons, you got to take one day as an off day, in a sense that suppose you're very fond of eating sweet dishes and all that. You take one day off day, in a sense that you take that every first or every 7th or 15th, I'm going to have what I like the most. Even I do, after every 15 days, I'm a fond of eating jalebis. What I do is, I take it upon that on 15th, this is Sunday, it is my holiday, I'm going to eat what I feel, which gives me kick or, so I do that only. So, there are many things, that you
That's a good way to, keep your mind and body fit at the same time, not lose hope and not be not lose out on too many of the pleasures of life. A lot of people go through certain down times in their life. I'm sure probably you also had a few times in your life when you didn't feel that perfect or that great. So what was your mantra to bring yourself up and pep yourself up and feel great once again?
Very good question you've asked. About this particular mantra, what I say generally, anybody asks me that, Gurudev, I'm going to, I'm very down. I say that when you're up, it is a circle, life is a circle. Right now, if you're having a bad time, tomorrow you're going to have a good time. Again, you're having a bad time, good time. It is a circle. You got to take it in your, you got to take it in a different spirit. Like, I'm having good days right now, tomorrow I'm going to have a bad day. And what I do, I'm going to tell you a very simple mantra. Every day I pray to God and tell to the God, Please give me, bad days, or please give me certain, problems, so that every time I'll remember you. This is one of the best way of remembering your God. Keep on telling God that you give me a little problem so that I'll always remember you.
That's a positive way to look at it, I guess.
That is a positive way to look at it.
Okay, so that was really interesting to hear, and I'm sure you've inspired a lot of people. Tell us about your future plans. I know you've been on radio, on TV, you've done couple of hundred shows. Tell us what's your future plan. I'm sure your plate is full of activities in the next couple of months.
The future plan is this, that I'm planning to conduct workshops for people who are suffering from diabetes. Like, India is a hub for diabetes patients, in a sense that we are having more than 6 crore people who are suffering from the diabetes. And 2025, we are going to have approximately 9 crore people who will be suffering from diabetes. So approximately 2 times Brazil population, we are having people who are suffering from diabetes. I've got a unique concept of 10 asanas and kriyas, which I've inculcated. If one practices these particular, asana kriyas on a daily basis, if he or she is suffering from diabetes, they can control. If they're having genetic history in there, they will not have this problem. So my motive is that we are having 10 people, we made a team, We are going to conduct awareness program related through yoga for diabetes all over India initially to begin with, but we are starting from the northern India so that everybody will understand. We'll make them aware how yoga is going to help make them free from diabetes, will make them healthy physically, mentally, emotionally also. So ultimately motive is that we will tell them that you will be free from diabetes, but on the other side they will be hale and hearty by practicing yoga.
That's a brilliant concept. I must say that I think that's going to help a lot of people. Thank you, Sunil, and I hope it is a great success.
Thank you, Sunil. Pleasure is mine.
Thanks, Sunil. And as you know, Health Tips is brought to you by Atharva Life Sciences Consulting, India's leading life sciences consulting firm. Atharva Life Sciences Consulting delivers market-ready reports on biotechnology, pharma, agribusiness, and fisheries. To know more, go to www.atharvalife.com. That's ATHARVALIFE.com. Or write to info@atharvalife.com. See you next time. Bye.